Lord Jesus Christ, we begin this service.
那我们啊，这一次的布道会啊，我们以抉择来做一个分享。
In this evangelical service, I'd like to make decisions as a topic for mutual encouragement. 啊，
那根据马太福音第七章里面，耶稣连续说了三个比喻。
In Matthew chapter 7, Jesus consecutively gave several parables.
啊，那这些比喻里面啊，都给我们一个很好的思考。
And all of these parables are good for us to ponder about.
那从第十啊十三节开始啊。
Starting from verse 13.
啊，到十四节是我们昨天分享的两条门路。
And it's what we shared yesterday. It is talking about the two ways of life.
啊，两条门路是在啊摆在我们的眼前的这个路。
These two gates and these two ways are set before us.
啊，在我也是我们人生的啊必经之路。
And these are ones that we must walk on.
是将来我们生命归啊带领我们生命归宿的这个道路。
And it is also the path that will bring us to life.
啊，那我们在选择像主耶稣说的，我们要选择窄门还有小路。
And as Jesus taught us, we have to choose the narrow way and the narrow gate.
啊，那个路是通向永生的。
Because that is the way that leads to life.
啊，在这个世界上，我们比较容易啊看到宽门大路。
In this world, it is much easier to find the wide roads and wide gates.
我们也比较容易来去走在这条路上。
And it is also much easier to walk on that path.
也是我们人制造了这样的一种宽大的门路。
And it is also us men who have created this wide path.
那但是这宽大的门路啊，却是走向灭亡的。
But yet this wide gate and way leads to destruction.
所以宗教信仰其实就是一条人生的路。
And so religious faith is actually a way of in our lives.
它带领我们走向生命的结局。
It can lead us to life.
那今天晚上我们再说第二个比喻。
And this evening we'd like to share the second parable.
就是从十五节一直到二十三节。
It is from verse 15 to verse 23.
那么在这当中呢，主耶稣说到两种果树。
Here Jesus talks about two fruit trees.
他说人不能在荆棘上摘葡萄树。
He says a man cannot pick grape from a bad tree.
啊，因为这个什么样的树就结什么样的果子。
Because whatever type tree will bear that type of fruit.
啊，所以好树才会结好果子。
Only the good tree will bear good fruits.
啊，树结果子是出于自然。
And it is very natural for a tree to produce fruits.
啊，有怎么样的树就有怎样的果实。
And whatever type of tree it is, it will produce that type of fruit.
那在这个世界上啊，有两千万个这个生命的物种。
In this life, there are 20 million types of life.
啊，人类是其中的一种。
And humankind is just one of that.
啊，但是
one of those.
啊，一样是人，但是却有很多不同的这种生命。
But yet, as human beings, we have very different lives.
啊，不同的这种种族。
We have different ethnicities.
不过从这里我们看到，耶稣眼中看到的是两种。
But in this passage, we see that Jesus sees two types.
就用树来做一个比喻。
And he uses a tree as a parable.
一个是好树啊，一个是坏树。
One being the good tree, and the other being the bad tree.
我们希望啊得到好果子，我们会种好树。
If we hope to have good fruit, then we will plant a good tree.
因为他们的生命就是这样。
Because that is how life works.
我们从树就可以知。我们从果子就可以知道这棵树是什么生命。
And from the fruit, we will know what type of tree and what type of life it has.
那对我们人来说啊，我们就是有这两种不同的生命的表现。
And for us human beings, we can manifest these two types, in our lives.
啊，包括光明和黑暗的生命。
It includes, exemplifying a life of light or darkness.
啊，从我们的始祖犯罪之后，我们人在这个罪恶里面，就是进入了这个黑暗的生命。
After our ancestors sinned, we have entered into darkness.
我们昨天已经有分享过啊，我们这种罪的一种啊一种影响力。
Yesterday we have shared the influence of sin.
啊，这罪给我们带来的是一种黑暗的生命。
Sin brings us a dark life.
啊，那么这两种生命没有办法来啊并存，来相融的。
And these two lives cannot coexist or mingle.
啊，就是有光的地方就没有黑暗，有黑暗的地方就没有光。
Which is to say, anywhere there is light, there cannot be darkness. Anywhere there is darkness, there cannot be light.
我们来看约翰福音的第八章。
Let's turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章第一节。
John chapter
8. 第十二节。
John chapter 8 verse 12.
约翰福音八章十二节。
John chapter 8 verse
12. 十二节，耶稣又对众人说：“我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。”耶稣在这里特别来介绍自己。
And Jesus here introduced himself.
他说他就是世界的光。
He says, "I am the light of the world."
跟从他的就不在黑暗里走了。
He who follows me shall not walk in darkness.
他必要得着生命的光。
But have the light of life.
所以这里就分出了两种不同的生命。
And so here differentiates two types of lives.
一个跟从耶稣的。
The one that follows Jesus.
一个去认识耶稣跟从耶稣的人他的生命在光明当中
The one who follows Jesus and comes to know Jesus walks in the light
找到神就是找到这个光
He who finds God finds this light
那他的生命里面就充满了希望
Then in his life is filled with hope
曾经有一个人他曾经这么说到
There's once a person who said
他说这个世界上没有神
He says in this world there is no God
就是他的朋友问他说为什么没有神
So his friend asked him Why do you say there is no God?
他说如果有神的话他制造这个光明也制造黑暗他制造善良也制造罪恶
He says if there were a God Why would he create both light and darkness sinners and good?
所以没有神的存在
And that's why God does not exist
因为神他不会制造罪恶
Because God will never create sin
所以人没有，你没有办法告诉我这个罪恶是从哪里来。
And you are unable to tell me where sin comes from.
那么这个朋友，他跟他听了他这样讲，他想一想，就跟他这么说。
And so after his friend heard him say this, he thought about it and replied.
这个世界上有根本没有黑暗的存在。
And he says that there is no darkness that exists in this world.
他说怎么会没有黑暗的存在呢？你白天太阳下山了，就是开始黑暗了。
And he questioned, how can you say there is no darkness when the sun goes down at night? There is darkness.
所以有光也有黑暗啊。
And so there is both light and darkness.
他说黑暗的存在是黑暗的现象是因为远离了光。
And he says that there is only darkness because it is too far from the light.
所以远离了光才会显出黑暗出来。
And so because it is so far from the light, then there is darkness.
所以并没有黑暗的存在。
And so darkness does not exist.
那他又跟他的朋友说，这世界上也没有寒冷的存在。
And he further on said to his friend, there's no such thing as cold or winter.
寒冷的原因是因为缺乏温度，缺乏热量。
It is only cold because it lacks heat.
所以他才会寒冷。
And that's why it feels so cold.
这就像我们认识的我们的神一样。
And this is just like our God.
这世界上为什么会有很多的罪恶？
Why is there so much sin in this world?
是因为他们远离了那个善良的源头。
Because they have departed from the source of good.
他们和这个善良的源头就是天上的真神隔绝了。
They have separated from the source of good, which is God.
好像光被挡住一样，他就在黑暗里面。
Just like the light has been blocked, he is in darkness.
所以根本没有黑暗的存在。
And so so darkness does not exist.
只要他找到光，就黑暗就消失了。
So long as he finds light, then the darkness will disappear.
两种不同的果树就是两种不同的生命。
And so two types of fruit trees are two types of lives.
因为一种是在黑暗，一种在光明里面。
One is in the darkness and the other is in the light.
其实人要去寻求善良的源头。
So man wants to seek the source of good.
那么我们人才有可能变得更加的善良。
So then we can become good ourselves.
人不能够让这个白的布出于这个污泥之中。
We can never get a pure white cloth in mud.
但是我们人可以追求神的这种圣洁美好。
But we can pursue after God's purity and holiness and goodness.
所以信仰的重要性在于说我们寻找到这位真实的神。
So the importance of faith is that we find this true God.
让我们能够追随他在光明里面。
So we can pursue him in the light.
那这两种生命也可以说是虚幻的生命和真实的生命的一个对比。
And these two lives can serve as a contrast between what is imaginary and what is real.
这个世界上的人所追求的一切好像都是归于虚空。
Many things that are pursued by in the people in the world, it seems as if it's imaginary.
在古时候，古时候有一位智慧的君王所罗门，他就写了一卷传道书，里面这么说道。
In the days of old, there is a wise king called Solomon. He wrote in the book of Ecclesiastes.
他说万事万物都是虚空。
He says everything is vanity.
这位所罗门王，他是一位大有智慧的君王。
King Solomon was a very wise king.
他不是一个悲观主义的人。
He is not a pessimist.
他是非常真实的描述人真实的人生是什么一个情形。
He very realistically described what human life is like.
这个世界岂不如他所说的一般吗？
And is not the world just as he had described?
人所追求的一切到最后都是归于虚空。
Everything that a man pursues at the end becomes vain.
好像都不存在一样。
As if it never existed.
我们度过的日子好像一声的叹息一样。
All the days of our lives is like a sigh.
在雅各书里面这么说道。
In the book of James it says.
我们看雅各书的第四章十四节。
Let's turn to James chapter 4 verse 14.
雅各书四章十四节。
James chapter 4 verse 14.
四章十四节，其实明天如何，你们还不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。你们只当说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事或做那事。这段经文是这么说到。
And this passage says,
我们人的生命是什么呢？
What is our life?
原来只是一片的云雾。
It is just a vapor.
出现了一会就不见了。
It appears for a little time and then vanishes away.
这个云雾只要太阳一照，它就消失了。
And this vapor will disappear immediately when the sun comes up.
当我们人在计划着今天、明天、今年、明年要去哪里、要做什么事情的时候
，When we make our plans on what we will do this year and next year and where we will go，
我们要想想我们的生命是什么。
We have to think about what is our life.
我们并不能够掌握我们自己的人。我们自己的生命要活几岁。
And we cannot control or have a say in how long we will live.
在人一生所遭遇的很多的事情都是人无法预料的。
Many of the things that we encounter in life are beyond what we expected.
所以这个死是众人的结局。
And so death is the end of all man.
这活的人会把这件事放在心上。
And this is something that ones who are alive will think about.
那这样一个虚幻的人生里面。
So in an imaginary life,
我们要追求的真实在哪里呢？
Where do we find realism?
在马太福音十六章二十六节那里说到。
In Matthew chapter 16,
马太福音十六章二十六节。
Chapter 16.
十六章二十六节。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 26.
人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？这段经文是以前是主耶稣讲的一句话。
And this is something spoken by Lord Jesus.
以前曾经有在欧洲有一个皇帝叫做查理曼。
In Europe, there was once an emperor called Charlemagne.
查理曼大帝他在他要死之前，他交代他的这个交代他的部属要这样帮他预备。
And before Charlemagne died, he instructed his soldiers.
他要穿上这个皇服。
He wants to wear his royal robes.
然后在他身上放一本圣经。
And on his body, they should place a Bible.
然后把他的手指放在圣经上面。
And to place his hands on this Bible.
然后那个圣经就打开马太福音十六章的二十六节这一节经节，他的手指就指着这一节经节。
And to open up the Bible to Matthew chapter 16 verse 26 and let his finger point on verse 26.
一位功成名就的君王。
An emperor that has conquered so much.
但是他觉得人生就是这样子。
But this is how he feels about life.
你就是赚了全世界，但是你没有生命，有什么益处呢？
That if you were to gain the whole world and lose your own soul, then what is the profit?
人生是虚幻的。
That life is very empty and vain.
那刚才的雅各书里面这么在第四章十五节说到。
In just then in James chapter 4 verse 15 it says,
他说你们只当说主若愿意我们可以做这做那。
That you should say, if the Lord wills, then we can live to do this or that.
所以有一位生命的主在掌管一切。
And so there is a Lord of life that is in control of everything.
他愿意我们可以做这事做那事追求我们的人生。
If he is willing, then we can do this and do that and pursue after our lives.
所以我们要寻求天上的神。
And so we have to seek this God in heaven.
如果我们远离神，我们就是在虚幻当中。
If we live far away from God, then we are living, in this imaginary world.
我们认识神，我们就进入真实的生命里面。
But once we know God, then we live in the real world.
在约翰福音六章的六十三节，主耶稣讲这样的一句话。
In John chapter 6, verse 36, Lord Jesus says.
我们看六章的六十三节。
Chapter 6, verse 36.
六章六十三节。
Chapter 6, verse 36.
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。这段经文最初这么说。
Sorry, it's verse 63.
什么是真实的人生？
Here, Lord Jesus says, what is a true life?
叫人活着的乃是灵。
That it is the spirit who gives life.
肉体是没有益处的。
And the flesh profits nothing.
最初他所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
And the words that Jesus speaks is spirit and life.
一个人要追求真实的生命。
So for a person to pursue a true life,
如果没有从信仰上面认识真神是没有办法的。
It becomes impossible if they don't start from understanding God.
因为这个肉体都是会结束，会过去的。
Because one day all flesh will pass away.
难道我们认为我们生命就是真的就是这一颗躯壳吗？
Do you really believe that our life is just our time, our flesh?
我们也知道我们有一天要离开这个躯壳。
We all know that one day we will leave our shells.
因为每个人都是一样。
Because every one of us is the same.
但我们不相信我们会永远消失在这个宇宙中。
But we don't believe that we will disappear from the face of this universe.
这个躯壳会归土。
This shell, our body will return to the dust.
但是我们真实生命要去哪里呢？
But where will our life, our true life, go to?
主耶稣所说的话就是真的生命。
The words of Lord Jesus is the true life.
我们追求的就是这份真实的生命。
And what we pursue after is this true life.
所以真实的生命才有真实，才有永远的这个永远的结局。
Only a true life can live on for eternity.
那就是永生。
And that is eternal life.
两种生命包含的生死跟虚幻。
And so the two types of life includes life and death. And
我们每天生活在这个世界上。
Every day we live in this world.
我们也是活在生死与虚幻的这交错当中。
Well, we live between life and death and imagination.
我们要在这当中呢去寻求神。
And between these, we try to seek a God.
这两种不同的生命也可以说是一个是枯干的和这种丰盛的生命。
And these two types of life. Could be one that is tried, or one that is very abundant.
诗篇的三十一篇第十节这么说到。
Psalm 31.
诗篇三十一篇。
Psalm 31.
第十节。
Verse 10.
这里大卫古圣徒大卫作诗这么说到。
And here the psalmist David says.
他说我的生命为愁苦所消耗。
My life is spent with grief.
我的年岁为旷叹息所旷废。
And my ears with sighing.
我的力量因我的罪孽衰败。
My strength fails because of my iniquity.
我的骨头也枯干。
And my bones waste away.
这就是一个这个生命的结局。
And this is an end of a life.
但是在同样的，大卫他写这样的诗篇。
But yet David writes in another psalm.
我们看诗篇三十六篇。
This is turn to Psalm 36.
诗篇三十六篇第九节。
Psalm 36 verse 9.
三十六篇九节，因为在你那里有生命的源头，在你的光中我们必得见光。大卫他的诗篇里面同时表现了这种枯干 和这种丰盛的一种两种的体验。
And so in David's psalm, he manifested both the withered part of life and also the abundance of life.
好像我们人的在我们人生路上会遭遇这两种不同的这种感受。
It seems as in our life's journey, we will experience these two things.
我们似乎在这种绝望中，但是却又看到神给我们的希望。
It seems like we may be in desperation, but yet we see the hope from God.
不同的生命表现不一样。
And so different life will live out differently.
那么不同的生命也有不同的结局。
Different lives will also have different endings.
这个树的果子就是它的结局。
The fruit of a tree is its ending.
因为我们种树的果树的目的就是要得到它的果子。
Because the point of our planting trees is to reap the fruits.
所以结果就是它的啊，所以结果就是我们所要的。
And so that fruit is what we want.
啊，那么每个人的结局也不一样。
And so every one of us will have a different ending.
啊，两种果树也有两种不同的结局。
And so two different fruit trees have two different endings.
所以书在他的比喻里面在形容一个人如果他没有真实的心去寻求神的话。
In the parable, Jesus says if a person doesn't have a true heart to pursue after God,
他虽然嘴里面在喊着主啊主啊，啊我奉你的名做这事做那事，我都认识你。
Even though in his mouth he may say, Oh Lord, Lord, I did all these things in your name and I know you.
啊，那我也为你服侍做了很多的工作。
I also served you and did a lot of work for you.
但是主耶稣讲了一句却让人觉得很震惊的话。
But Jesus said something that was very shocking.
主耶稣说我从来就不认识你。
Jesus replied and said to them, I never knew you.
所以一个人啊，所以在主耶稣的眼中，我们人的心有两种不同的状况，就像两种果树一样。
And so in the eyes of Jesus, our hearts have two different circumstances, just as two fruit trees.
因为一种是真心的，一种是假意的。
One is a heart with sincerity, and the other one is a heart of falsehood.
我想绝大部分的人都会把信仰当作一种寄托，这就是虚假的信仰。
Most people treat faith as just merely a reliance, and this is a false religion.
因为他不认为这真的有什么样的一个结果。
Because they don't believe that there's going to be an actual ending to their religion.
只不过是啊，当作他的生活的一种调剂罢了。
It is merely something that can help them in their life.
所以他不在乎这宗教里面讲了些什么。
And so they're not concerned about what is preached in the religion.
也不在意里面是在强调些什么。
And they're not concerned with what is emphasized in that religion.
也不会去了解他这个所说的神到底是啊合不合理。
They will not bother to think whether the God they preach is reasonable or not.
那对于一个追求认识耶稣的人来说
，And for a person who is pursuing Lord Jesus,
啊，也有这样的一种状况。
This may also happen.
啊，也许他啊，在他知道圣经上所说的。
He may know what is written in the Bible.
啊，但是他把它当作知识在研究。
But he treats it as like a knowledge to study.
啊，所以他觉得这是一个很好的知识，很好的这个一种智慧的话。
He feels like this is very wise sayings and good knowledge.
觉得这对人不错。
And it's good for us as humans.
那我想在很多的宗教里面都有他的格言，还有一些智慧的语录。
And in every religion, there are wise sayings that are good for humanity.
现在很多人就是收集各式各样宗教的这些智慧的话，把它放在电脑里面。
And now there are many people who collect these wise sayings across our religions and store it in their computers.
啊，反正呢，你心情不好的时候拿出来看一看，也许就好了。
And so when you're feeling down, maybe you'll bring it up and look at them, and you'll feel better.
这都是别人这种人生的经历，他的一种智慧的一种领悟，那看一看很好。
And so these words all came from a person's life experience and their realizations, so they're good.
如果我们的信仰只是停留在这样的阶段的话，
But if our faith remains at that level,
那真的是一件啊，我们一个很一种损失。
Then it is our loss.
因为我们没有办法去认识真神。
Because we cannot come to understand that true God.
那神也不认识我们。
And God will not come to know us.
所以主耶稣说，这两种果树就有这两个结局。
And so Lord Jesus says, these two fruit trees will have these two different endings.
那么这就是灭亡与永生的结局。
And the endings are death or eternal life.
我们将来要面对生命的主来审判我们。
In the future, we will face the Lord of life who will judge us.
这是一个必然的经历。
This is something that will happen.
如果我们所 我们很多人都不喜欢听这个有关于审判的这种讯息啦。
Many of us don't like to hear messages on judgment.
啊，因为他会觉得说啊，你拜神好恐怖啊，还会审判别人呢。
Because they may think that, oh, the God you worship is so scary, he's always judging.
啊，那你们的神那么可怕，你还要拜他？
And why do you worship God who is, if he's this scary?
说起来人是很矛盾的。
And actually, men are always in a dilemma.
当我们看到这个坏人，他这个啊，凡事亨通，赚大钱，做事顺利，欺负别人还很顺利的时候，我们会气得牙痒痒的。
If we see an evil person who abuses and oppresses others, yet is very wealthy, very well to do, then we feel very uneasy inside.
啊，我们会说这老天爷不长眼睛，才会让这种人成功啊。
We will say, God does not exist, and that's why people like this can be so successful.
这时候你就知道老天爷啊，天上的神的重要性了。
And at that moment, we realize the importance of having a God.
因为没有一个审判的主在管这些事情，你就觉得很悲哀了，没有希望。
And because we will feel very hopeless or sad if there's no God who can judge these matters.
那你做好也是这样，做不好也这样，谁要做好事？
And so if it is the same whether you do good or bad, then who will want to do good?
啊，大家只要想尽办法来做，得到自己利益就好了。
And everyone can just do whatever it takes to for their own interests.
因为没有审判。
Because there is no judgment.
所以这样的这就是一种结局是没有希望的。
And so that type of ending has no hope.
但是如果有一个真正公义的神，
But if there is a God who is just,
啊，他成为最终的审判，
He is the one who judges the sins.
我相信我们就会得到安慰，
And I believe we will feel very comforted.
因为我们觉得这个好人是应该有好的结局的，
Because we all feel that those who are good should be repaid with good.
啊，一个国家因为有法律的这种约束，还有这种啊，这个法院的审判啊，人才这个国家才会守法，才会在这个才会规律有顺序。
And citizens of a country will only obey the law if that a nation has a court that judges according to the law.
那这个国家才是一个进步的国家。
Then that nation is considered an advanced nation.
那想想我们要去的是一个属天的国度。
And so think about it, we're going to a heavenly kingdom.
那是一个更进步的国度。
That is even a more advanced kingdom.
啊，那么它有一个更好的审判。
It has a better system of justice.
就是天上的神亲自来审判我们。
Which is God, he personally is the judge.
啊，神掌管了一切。
God is in control of everything.
因为我们昨天有说到，他就是真理。
Because yesterday we mentioned he is the truth.
唯有他才有真理的存在。
And only because he exists is there truth.
那么真理才能够审判人。
And only truth can be used as a measure to judge.
因为不是凭谁的观念的决定来决定怎么审判。
Because a matter shouldn't be judged based on a person's feelings or opinions.
乃是用那永恒不变的真理啊，不能摇动的真理来做审判。
But it is to use the truth that is never changing throughout all time.
我们每个人要面对永恒的主审判我们。
We will all face an eternal God who will judge us.
所以两种果树有两种不同的结局。
And so two fruit trees will have two endings.
认识耶稣的人。
Those who know Jesus.
啊，遵守耶稣的话语的人。
Those who follow his words.
啊，那他就在耶稣基督的生命里面。
He will be in the life of Jesus.
啊，他就能够结出美丽的果实。
Then he can bear beautiful fruits.
他的果实会被收到天国去。
And his fruits will be kept in heaven.
啊，如果是啊远离神的人，就像枝子被砍掉了丢在路边一样。
If for a person who is far away from God, it's as if a branch that is cut down and thrown to the wayside.
他不可能再结果子了。
It is impossible for him to bear fruit again.
啊，他最后这一根枝子的结局就是变成干柴，就把它当作柴，把它烧掉了。
And the ending for this branch is that it will be dried and then tossed into the fire.
寻找一位真实的神这么重要。
And so it is so important to find the true God.
让我们成为神眼中的好树。
So that we can become a good tree in his eyes.
让我们结出更美好的果实。
So we can bear good fruits.
让我们更能够活出美丽的人生出来。
So then we can live out a beautiful life.
因为我们的果子是耶稣基督的。
Because the fruits we bear belong to Lord Jesus.
我们的行为 一切都是让天上的神得到荣耀。
And all of our actions is to glorify His name.
我相信这就是我们的最好的一种结局。
And I believe that this is the best possible ending we can have.
那我们将来也必定在天国得到神永远的福气恩典。
Then at the very end, we will be enjoying blessings in God's eternal kingdom.
愿主耶稣祝福我们。
May the Lord guide us.
我们晚上正道到这边。
This concludes our service tonight.
我们最后一起来唱诗213首。
Let us conclude with hymn 213.